Yes, sir, we are.
Good morning, everyone. I want to welcome all of you to the Las Animas County Board of County Commissioners regular meeting on this Tuesday, January 7, 2025. Happy New Year to everyone, and I hope the holiday brought a lot of peace, joy, rest. So, on that note, let's rise for an invocation given by Commissioner Tony Hess, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Dear Lord, welcome this new year. We place it in your capable hands. We trust in your plan. We pray for your guidance in the coming new year. Help us to walk in your will. Lord, grant us the courage to face the unknown with faith and trust. We thank you for the lessons and the blessings of the past and look forward to the challenges and adventures ahead. May we use our time and talents to bring glory to your name. In the name of Jesus, we welcome the new year with confidence, knowing you will be with us every step of the way. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioners. Roll call, Mr. Dornenkamp.
Commissioner Hess.
Here.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Here.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
I'm here. Approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda, Mr. Dornenkamp?
No changes, Commissioner.
Yes,
so, ma'am. Can I just ask you, the version that was posted had the line through that item. Is that correct?
It's been removed.
So it was reposted?
It was removed prior to the 24-hour deadline.
That's all I need. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioners. Any other questions on the approval of the agenda? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve the agenda.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. And on section two, consideration of minutes, we have several of them have had an opportunity to look at them. And the only one question from October through December, why do we have so many of them, Mr. Dornenkamp? And or anybody else?
That's the number of meetings.
I have a lot of family things happening where I was keeping payroll and accounts payable going, and I was
okay.
And I was able to get it out of
the thank you so much. I just wonder, you know, I've never seen that many. So thank you, and sincerely appreciate your work. So on that, Commissioner, I believe we can probably do this as a consent item. Let me read them. Item A, regular meeting minutes, October 1, 2024. B, regular meeting minutes, October 15, 2024. Regular meeting minutes, November 5th, 2024. Regular meeting minutes, November 19, 2024. Special meeting minutes, November 21st, 2024. Regular meeting minutes of December 10th, 2024. And the regular meeting minutes of December 17, 2024. Unless there is any objection, I believe that we can approve this as a consent item. And any discussion? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, make the motion to approve the minutes that we recognize, item A through G.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Reading of correspondence, commissioners, committee reports. Today, I want to give an opportunity to Commissioner Luis Lopez, as this is going to be his last official meeting with the Board of County Commissioners. As you give your report, sir, on behalf of the Las Animas County Board of County Commissioners, we want to say thank you so much for your service to the community, to the county, to the state, and of course, to everyone in the city. So very appreciative of your service, sir, and it has been an honor to serve with you. So please, if you would like to proceed with your report.
Thank you, Chairman. And it's been an honor, a blessing to work with each and every one of you for all these years. And proud of the efforts we've gotten forward and accomplished. It's been a lot of work, but even this building itself has been an accomplishment for what we got done. So in true fashion, I will move forward with my report. On the 20th, the Front Range Passenger Rail convened to finalize its budget for the year. We did establish an interim acting director And it was finalized, and the contract was negotiated and payment as well for Chrissy Bright. She is now going to be the interim while we look for a general manager for Front Range Rail. There's still some issues to work out with the organization regarding other staff members, and that's internal. But that should be accomplished this afternoon. We have a meeting at 2:30 for that. And look forward to seeing what the new year will bring for Front Range Rail as we start to establish officers at our next coming meeting, which I've been nominated to run for treasurer once again by the chairman. So we'll see if I'm elected to that office again for an executive officer. On the 3rd, we had a wonderful moment here in something very proud of, I'm very proud of to be a part of. The Council of the Governments had a dedication of our Early Learning Center building in honor of Deb Hartman. We named the building after her, after her dedication for, I don't know, 26 plus years of running it. And just for some background for COG folks, Council of Governments primarily at that time were not involved in any type of daycare, early learning systems. It was something brand new to a COG organization. And this organization here in South Central Council of Governments has been the shining leading star of this program. And other COGs throughout the state have followed suit in becoming some of these type of activities for their community. So it has been beneficial, and it was really special to see Deb and past members of the organization, past board members, but also her students were there from when they were little kids, were there to for this dedication. So it was just a really highlight in wonderful weather. Thank God it was a nice day. And then Urban Renewal, we continue on with Urban Renewal. We will meet this Thursday night. We also have a vacancy there. Ed Greco is stepping down as chairman and from the board. We'll have to be doing an election of officers for the Urban Renewal Authority. So if anybody in the city limits is interested in becoming a member, City of Trinidad, please apply. We will have now 3 vacancies to the board. So we have to get these filled. It's kind of difficult to operate with only 4 board members out of the 7 that we needed. And one last thing before a selfish plug, as always, I will continue at Hops and Vines, our family business for 23 years. We are bringing a U-Haul dealership in as well and starting a little construction business on the side. So I will definitely keep busy as all get out. But I'm going to enjoy about 30 days of relaxation and doing not much of nothing in this cold weather. And it's been an honor to work with all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. What an honor it's been to serve with you, and your mentorship was much appreciated. Thank you so much for your dedication and your stellar service. On the 3rd, I attended CCI's first legislative topic meeting, and it was called together just rather quickly. Senator Bridges and Representative Bosnick were introducing a bill to reduce regulatory barriers to lower cost and increase expansion of modular housing options specific to rural Colorado. This bill would appropriate repurposed funds and develop regional codes through a process and require the adoption of all local municipalities in Colorado. So it appears these regional building codes provided by the state would supersede and eliminate county and city local codes for electrical and plumbing work done on site for manufactured homes. It also would exempt manufactured homes from the new WUI, the Wildfire Urban Interface requirements. So it would remove the permitting authority from the local jurisdiction for any site work, such as attached garages, patios, and decks. This bill also uses a blanket approach for establishing regional snow and wind loads by precluding local jurisdictions. The 3 questions that I presented to the group were, will there be an opt-in or opt-out provision provided for the counties? Number 2, have they contacted insurance companies to see if they would entertain more lenient regional codes, knowing that it's getting more difficult to insure prefab and metal buildings the way it is? Also, with the new WUI requirements, If you aren't in compliance, it will also be more difficult to acquire insurance, especially in the high fire risk zone. And number three, where would the liability lie if the, if heaven forbid, there was a collapse of a building due to snow or wind load that injured someone? Would it lie with the county or with the state? Especially when these more lenient regional codes will be mandated by the state. I believe the state should take responsibility for that. This is one more attempt, in my opinion, to eliminate local control. And we all know one size doesn't fit all. That's my report, sir.
Thank you, sir. And Commissioner Haas, thank you for that, because one of the things that's going to happen on this legislative session is going to require all the counties to go and provide testimony when it comes to the building codes for the county level. So to our commissioner-elect in the audience, be ready because you'll be voluntold to go testify on this particular issue. You know, one of the things that we don't want to do is that the state does not have the authority, nor do they have the capability, I believe, to mandate counties how to, especially when we know our own building codes, rules, and regulations. So that's going to be on the same conversation that Commissioner Tony has mentioned. This bill is going to be one of many. There are others that we'll need to keep an eye on. So the participation to Colorado Counties, Inc. legislative committee meetings as they go through the process, and I believe we have one here at the end of this month, and we will be attending that. We usually virtually or in Denver. So one of the opportunities that we have in there is to build coalition to have all the smaller counties that at the end of the day end up getting the bigger impact of these mandates, because we don't have the depth or the width with personnel to, if you will, implement, establish, monitor, and maintain all these rules and regulations. So the I believe there is going to be another challenge when it comes to the legislative session. I'm hearing a couple of things on the oil and gas. We'll see what happens in there. So from that perspective also, anyone within the county with the oil and gas opportunity, we're going to have to put all hands on deck, because the federal administration, the new Trump administration, is pushing for drilling while the state of Colorado is putting the brakes on it. We don't know exactly what's going to happen there, but I think there is going to be some challenges and opportunities that we have through the knowledge base that counties have. And so this the bill that Commissioner Tony Haas is making reference to is one of many that will be creating a lot of homework for counties. So, and another just a quick update, we had an opportunity to have an immigration reform committee. I serve in the National Association of Counties at that level on the immigration reform. We're going to be hoping to meet in Washington, D.C. here shortly. One of the comments and recommendations that we have is we would like to see more data, real data coming out of the White House as to the numbers and the impact to counties. So I'll keep you all posted. I'm going to be attending that particular meeting, and certainly the opportunity to provide feedback is going to be very, very imperative and pertinent. So that would be my report, and let's move on to the next item, elected officials updates. I received a message from county assessor, no report. Anyone from the clerk and recorder's office? The treasurer's office.
Good morning. Good morning. I have nothing to report at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And good morning, and stay warm. Do we have anyone from the sheriff's office? District attorney. The coroner. Hearing that, we're going to go down to Section 6, public comment. Mr. Dorenkamp, do we have anyone signed up for public comment?
No one signed up, sir.
Thank you, sir. And at this time, if anyone on the audience that is attending this meeting would like to use this moment to address the Board of County Commissioners, this is your time.
Bless you.
Simply raise your hand and or unmute yourself. Bless you. Hearing that, we're going to go. We don't have anything on unfinished business. We're going to go to a new business. Section 9, 9A, consideration of 24R002, change order number 5, time extension. Mr. Dorenkamp.
Commissioner, before you for your consideration is 24-R002, change order number 5, time extension, ANS Construction, now United Construction, has requested a time extension on a project, a paving project, and it's taken some time, for lack of a better way to describe it, to get it through their new bureaucracy. It had to be sent back to back east somewhere where headquarters are. And anyway, the local company that we work with out of Canyon City was back and forth with emails, and they finally got their corporate approval to go ahead and sign off on this extension. So I'd ask the board to approve it. The extension, the original contract time was October 31, 2024. The extension was a 15-day extension. The new contract completion date was 5 p.m. November 15, 2024, and they did comply with that. And I'd ask the board not to impose the penalty that is allowed for such in our bid documents, because they did request this extension prior to the deadline of October 31.
Thank you. Thank you for the clarification. That was going to be one of my questions. Commissioners, any questions on this line item? Hearing that, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve 24R002, change order number 5, time extension.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. And thank you for bringing that to the board. 9B, consideration of resolution 25-001, designating official radio stations. Back to you, Mr. Dorenkamp.
Resolution before you, commissioners, is a resolution establishing the county's radio station. Resolution of the Board of County Commission, Los Angeles County, Colorado, designating KCRT 92.5 FM and or AM as the official radio station for Los Angeles County, Colorado for 2025. Resolution number 25-001, whereas it is reasonable and necessary for the Board of County Commissioners to designate commercial radio station coverage throughout Los Angeles County as the official radio station for purposes of broadcast emergency notification and the dissemination of information to the public within Los Angeles County. And whereas radio station KCRT 92.5 FM and AM are duly licensed by the Federal Communications Commission to operate as a general commercial radio station within Los Angeles County to function as the official emergency alert system, print EAS, in print, radio station for the purpose of broadcasting alerts and warnings to the public within Los Angeles County. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, that the Board of County Commissioners does hereby designate KCRT 92.5 FM and or AM radio station located at 100 Fisher Drive, Trinidad, Colorado, as official radio station within Los Angeles County for the purpose of broadcasting all emergency alerts and warnings to the general public and the broadcasting of general information to the citizens of Los Angeles County during calendar year 2025. This resolution was adopted on the 7th day of January 2025. On motion made and seconded, affirmative vote by order of the Board of County Commissioners, Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature lines.
Thank you. Any questions on this resolution, commissioners?
No, sir.
None? I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve resolution 25-001, designating official radio stations.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hatch?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you, sir. You're going to be doing a lot of reading. You can get some water in there. Consideration of resolution 25-002, designating financial institutions for deposit of public funds. Back to you, sir. Please read the resolution.
Resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, designating financial institutions for the deposit of public funds, Los Angeles County, during 2025. Resolution 25-002. Whereas the Board of County Commissioners is required to formally designate financial institutions for the deposit of public funds of Los Angeles County, and whereas the financial institutions holding public funds required to satisfy the requirements under CRS 11-10.5-101 entitled the Public Deposit Protection Act, PDPA, setting out the requirements for the protection of public funds held on deposit, and whereas Los Angeles County Treasurer Donna Leonetti is responsible for the collection, custody, and disbursement of public funds for tax and entities within Los Angeles County, and said County Treasurer recommended to the County Board those financial institutions that qualify under the PDPA for the holding of public funds during 2025, now therefore be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, that one, the Board of County Commissioners does hereby accept the recommendation of Treasurer, County Treasurer Donna Leonetti for the designation of financial institutions that qualify under PDPA for the deposit of public funds of Los Angeles County during 2025, including Century Savings and Loan Association, 233 East Main Street, Trinidad, Colorado, 81082, Bank of the West, 125 North Commercial Street, Trinidad, Colorado, 81082, and Bank of Trinidad, 320 North Convent Street, Trinidad, Colorado, 81082, First National Bank of Trinidad, 100 East Main Street, Trinidad, Colorado, 81082, Peaks Investment Management, 10237 West 52nd Place, number 104, Wheat Ridge, Colorado, 80033, Colorado Trust, Print, Colorado Local Government Liquid Asset Trust, Imprint, 717 17th Street, Suite 1850, Denver, Colorado, 80202, C-Save, care of Bob Krug, Marketing Advisor, 8181, Arista Boulevard, number 201, Boothville, Colorado, 80021, Peaks Investment Management, care of Troy Hucksucker, Managing Partner, 6870 West 52nd Avenue, Suite 102, Arvada, Colorado, 80002, PFM Asset Management, LLC, care of Ben Sapara, Relations Manager, 950 17th Street, Denver, Colorado, 80202. This resolution adopted on the 7th day of January, 2025. On a motion made and second, an affirmative vote by order of the Board of County Commissioner, Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature lines.
Thank you, sir. Commissioners, any discussion on this? I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve resolution 25002, designating financial institutions for deposits of public funds.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you. Consideration of resolution 25-003, designating official newspapers. Back to you, sir. Please read the resolution.
Resolution of Board of County Commissioners, Los Angeles County, Colorado, designating Chronicle News and World Journal as official newspapers for publication of legal notices by Los Angeles County in 2025. Resolution number 25-003. Whereas in accordance with state statute, the Board of County Commissioners and other elected officials are required from time to time to have legal notices published and disseminate other information to the general public within Los Angeles County. And whereas the Chronicle News and World Journal are newspapers of general circulation within Los Angeles County and are therefore qualified to publish legal notices and other public information that is required to be published by Los Angeles County. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, that one, the Board of County Commissioners hereby designates the Chronicle News and or the World Journal as official newspapers for the purpose of publication of legal notices and other such legal publications required by law during 2025. This resolution adopted on the 7th day of January, 2025, on a motion made and seconded and affirmative vote. Vote of the Board of County Commissioners, Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature list.
Thank you. Any discussion on these, commissioners? I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve resolution 25003, designating official newspapers.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. 90, consideration of resolution 25-004, designating meeting days and time. Mr. Dornacek.
Resolution of the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, establishing the dates and times for the conduct of regular meetings. The Board of County Commissioners during 2025, resolution number 25-004. Whereas the Los Angeles County Board of Commissioners, in conformance with CRS 30-10-303, is required to meet at the county seat for the purposes of conducting county business no less frequently than once each month. And whereas the Board of County Commissioners desire to continue its established practice of meeting twice monthly in regular sessions for the consideration of such business that may come before the board to be held on the first and third Tuesday of each calendar month, beginning at the hour of 9 a.m. And whereas the board reserves the right to meet a special session as deemed necessary by the board to transact business that may not be reasonable to be held until a regular meeting. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado. One, the calendar year 2025, the Board of County Commissioners shall meet in regular session twice monthly on the first and third Tuesday of each calendar month, beginning at the hour of 9 a.m. in the Commissioner's Chambers located in room 201 of Los Angeles County Courthouse, 200 East 1st Street, Trinidad, Colorado. And I guess this is a question for Council. Do we need to add the word and or virtually there?
Yes.
I don't know that we want to put it in the resolution right now. We are set for in person. If we need to make a change, then we can make that change and publish it. Would be fine.
So no. Okay. First Street, Trinidad, Colorado, or virtually for the purposes of consideration of such matters that may come before the board. This resolution was adopted on the 7th day of January 2025. On a motion made and second affirmative vote by the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature notes.
Thank you. Any discussion, commissioners?
Just one comment, Chairman, for our incoming newly elected Commissioner Lucero. Welcome aboard. And I think we need to make an amendment for Mr. Lucero and yourself, because you're getting sworn in too, that you have to work extra hours just because. Congratulations, Mr. Lucero. So that said, Chairman, I'll make the motion to approve Resolution 25004, designated meeting days and time.
Second the motion.
Mr. Hatch?
Yes.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9F, consideration of Resolution 25-005, establishing a schedule for periodic meetings, dates, and times for DHS.
Resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, establishing a schedule for periodic meeting dates and times for the transaction of business of the board acting in its capacity as the Los Angeles County Board of Human Services during the calendar year 2025. Resolution number 25-005. Whereas the Los Angeles County Board of Commissioners serves as the Los Angeles County Board of Human Services in conformance with CRS 26-1-116. And whereas the Los Angeles County Board of Human Services is required to meet periodically to conduct human services related business and consider such other human services related matters as may come before the Board of Human Services, and whereas the Los Angeles County Board of Human Services in performance with state statute oversees the provisions of public assistance within the county in accordance with rules and regulations established by Colorado Department of Human Services for the administration of public assistance and welfare activities. Whereas the chairman of the Board of Human Services shall preside at all meetings of the Board of Human Services and, when authorized by board action, shall execute all documents approved by the Board of Human Services. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado. One, for the calendar year 2025, the Board of County Commissioners shall meet in its capacity as the Board of Human Services at 1 p.m. on the third Tuesday of each month. Two, all meetings of the Board of Human Services shall begin at 1 p.m. on the third Tuesday of each month and shall be held in Commissioner's Chambers of Los Angeles County Courthouse in room 201 located at 200 East 1st Street and 200 East 1st Street, Trinidad, Colorado, or virtually. Three, the Chairman of the Board of County Commissioners shall also serve as the Chairman of the Board of Human Services. This resolution was adopted on the 7th day of January 2025 on a motion made and second affirmative vote. By order of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature.
Thank you, sir. Any discussion? I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve the resolution 25005, establishing a schedule for periodic meetings and dates and times for DHS.
Second the motion.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes, thank you. 9G, consideration of resolution 25-006, designating holiday observation. Mr. Dornkamp.
Resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, designating holidays to be observed by Los Angeles County during the calendar year 2025, including New Year's Day 2026. Resolution number 25-006, whereas Los Angeles County's unit of local government within the state of Colorado will recognize various holidays that occur during the calendar year of 2025, and whereas authority is vested in the Board of County Commissioners to designate those holidays to be observed by Los Angeles County during the calendar year 2025. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, that one, the following dates occurring during the calendar year 2025 shall be observed as official holidays recognized by Los Angeles County shall include New Year's Day 2026, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Monday, January 20, 2025, President's Day, Monday, February 17, 2025, Memorial Day, Monday, May 26, 2025, Independence Day, Friday, July 4, 2025, Labor Day, Monday, September 1, 2025, Columbus Day, Monday, October 13, 2025, Veterans Day, Tuesday, November 11, 2025, Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 27, 2025, Day After Thanksgiving, Friday, November 28, 2025, Christmas Eve, Wednesday, December 24, 2025, Christmas Eve, Thursday, December 25, 2025, New Year's Eve, Wednesday, December 31, 2025. New Year's Day, Thursday, January 1, 2026. On a motion made to second and affirmative vote, this resolution is adopted this 7th day of January, 2025. Over the Board of County Commissioners of San Luis County, Colorado, followed by your signature points.
Thank you, sir. Any comments, commissioners, questions? I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve resolution 25006, designating holiday observation.
Second motion.
Mr. Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9H, consideration of resolution 25-007, establishing hours of operation. Mr. Dornkamp.
Resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, establishing the hours of operation for offices and departments of Los Angeles County government during calendar year 2025. Resolution number 25-007. Whereas in accordance with CRS 30-10-109, the Board of County Commissioners is authorized to establish the hours of operation for all offices and departments of the county for access by the public and the transaction of daily business during the calendar year 2025. And whereas it is the desire of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County to accommodate the needs of the general public during 2025 to provide access to the various offices and departments of the county, establishing hours of operation during which times the general public may transact business in such offices and departments except for designated holidays, such as such business to include the payment of taxes and fees, obtaining information, acquiring licenses, records, and other documents, etc. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, that one, public hours excluding road and bridge and maintenance during the calendar year 2025, all offices and departments of Los Angeles County excluding road and bridge and maintenance shall be open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. to the public. These offices and departments will be closed Saturday through Sunday and on designated holidays. Public access to the courthouse, public access into the Los Angeles County Courthouse shall be allowed Monday through Friday beginning at 7:30 a.m. and concluding at 5 p.m. except for designated holidays. However, access to various offices and agencies during these times will be limited according to their specific hours of public operation. Upon a motion made and second affirmative vote, this resolution is adopted the 7th day of January 2025 by order of the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature lines.
Thank you, sir. Any discussion, commissioners? I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve resolution 25-007, establishing hours of operation.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9I, consideration of resolution 25008, establishing posting locations for meeting notices. Mr. Dornkamp.
Resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, establishing the posting location of meeting notices for the Board of County Commissioners meetings and the Board of Human Services meetings for the calendar year 2025. Resolution number 25-008. Whereas the Board of County Commissioners and seated as the Board of Human Services, Los Angeles County, in conformance with CRS 24-6-402, the Colorado Open Meeting Act, is required to conduct county business at meetings open to the public and to provide the public with timely notice of its meeting dates, time, and locations. And whereas it is the duty of the Board of County Commissioners to provide timely public notice of the date, time, location, subject matter for of issues to be considered by the board when meeting to consider action on any policy, position, resolution, rule, or regulation, or to take formal action on any matter that may come for the Board of County Commissioners or in its capacity as the Board of Human Services. And whereas CRS 24-6-4022C provides for public bodies to satisfy compliance by the timely posting of notices of such public meetings on the Santa Cruz County website with a minimum of 24 hours of advance notice when practical of the date, time, location, subject matter of issues to be considered by the Board of County Commissioners. Now therefore be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Santa Cruz County, Colorado, pursuant to CRS 24-6-4022C. Notices of meetings of the Board of County Commissioners and the Board of Human Services of 2025, including, when practical, a specific agenda identifying the subject of all matters to be considered by the board during such public meeting, shall be posted on the following. One, website, https://losangelescounty.colorado.gov/. Two, the Board of County Commissioners designate the following locations as official posting places for notices of meetings, the Board of County Commissioners and the Board of Human Services. If the Board of County, if the Board of County Commissioners is unable to post an notice online in exigent or emergency circumstances, such as a power outage or an interruption in internet services that prevent the public from accessing the notice online. A, a bulletin board placed at the entrance of the west doors to Los Angeles County Courthouse facing Maple Street, Trinidad, Colorado. B, a bulletin board is placed at the commissioner's chambers entrance located in room 201 Los Angeles County Courthouse. The courthouse is located at 200 East 1st Street, Trinidad, Colorado. Upon a motion made and second affirmative vote, this resolution was adopted on the 7th day of January 2025 by order of the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature, please.
Any questions, comments on this resolution, commissioners? I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve resolution 25008, establishing posting locations for meeting notices.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yep.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9J, consideration of resolution 25-009, designating a fiscal auditor. Mr. Dorenkamp.
A resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, designating DMC Auditing Consulting, LLC, as a fiscal auditor for Los Angeles County for 2025. Resolution number 25-009, whereas the Board of County Commissioners is required to have prepared annually a fiscal audit of all financial statements of the county for each fiscal year, reflecting the financial condition of the county in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles and auditing standards. And whereas such a fiscal audit is required to be prepared by a certified public accountant licensed in the state of Colorado, now therefore be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, that one, the Board of County Commissioners hereby designates the firm DMC Auditing and Consulting LLC as the financial auditor for Los Angeles County for fiscal year 2025. On a motion made and second and affirmative vote, this resolution was adopted on the 7th day of January 2025 by the order of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature.
Thank you. Any questions, any discussion? I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve resolution 25-009, designating a fiscal auditor.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you for all the readings. The Dorenkamp, 9K 2024 snowstorm discussion. Back to you, Mr. Dorenkamp.
Commissioners, the board had asked for a report being placed in front of them or the cost, the contractor costs of the recent snowstorm, I think has been labeled 2024 snowstorm. And I will defer to Finance Director Christy Coburn. She's been tracking those costs, and she can go through her report.
This is everything that we've actually paid out as of the 18th of December, correct? This is what we've paid and what is the year to date is what, 43,710.68. That's what we paid year to date.
Okay.
Yeah, because our last check run was December 18th. Mm-hmm. And do you have anything that you're paying now? Yeah, nothing that we know of right now.
Well, thank you so much. I think that is imperative for our constituents to know that, you know, through the due diligence and their approval of setting aside certain dollars for this type of emergency, we did it. So, and thank you for keeping track. Commissioner Lopez.
No, it's just a one last thank you to all of the private contractors who showed up and assisted the county and our road and bridge crews and everybody, all hands on deck, our emergency services, the community, and my fellow commissioners and road and bridge superintendent and Mr. Dorenkamp and Christy and all of her work and tracking and all that. So just good job. I mean, that's the whole purpose of this funding, was to set in place for all hazard funds and emergency situations, and has proved its effectiveness. So God willing, we don't have to dip into it for you guys in the future. You can utilize that money in other capacities, or just roll it back into the general fund for the next year and utilize it in different capacities. But again, great job to everybody that was included in this, and thank you for that information.
Thank you. Well, we're going to go to Section 10, Financial Matters. Consideration of payroll and bills for the second half of December 2024, Finance Director Coverley.
Payroll as of December 31st, 2024 is $234,031.30. Do you have any questions on payroll? Invoices paid on December 19th, 2024. $2,329,011.69. Within the packet, let's see, what do we have? Arc Valley, that was the final payment for the design for the fairgrounds, $9,355. CS Colorado State University Extension, this was the fourth quarter travel and contract for them, $10,787.50. We had an insurance claim for the sheriff of $18,995.05. This was grant 9748 and the Main Street grant as well. Two grants for road and bridge of $2,054.25.74. We've been holding the Town of Aguilar's HU2F funds. We did release some of them. We still have, I think, maybe another 15,000, I think, that we'll release soon. But that's it. Did I miss anything on here that you have questions on?
Main Street grant, were all the drawdowns completed?
I did submit it. Or I think what they're waiting for is the pictures that Phil had sent to me.
Okay.
For the Main Street grant. They want the final pictures. And I have to actually send that. I think I have to fill out the form for the final completion for the Main Street grant. And then they'll reimburse us.
Thank you.
And she did allow the in-kind, because her and I had a conversation about that. She did allow the in-kind that you had sent to me.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Sure, you're welcome.
The HUTF finance director for the Town of Aguilar.
Sorry, she was asking about advertising, and I said we did advertise it. But since we had so much in kind, they're going to pay us the full amount, the entire grant, even though we owe Old Castle money. They're going to reimburse us because there was such a large amount of in kind.
So go ahead, sir.
It was like $8,000 less than I think the overall grant or something like that, but we were way over that.
Right.
With the change orders of that to do other paving out in that area.
Right. But they're gonna give us the full, what was it, $54,000, whatever it was. I did that back in. Yeah, so we had the conversation. She's gonna reimburse us because of the in kind, but we did advertise, I think, for like the 10 days, and we can pay them the balance.
And you made a comment on the HUTF for the Town of Aguilar that we're holding back. Were basically in custody of some of the funds. And what is the process for them to withdraw?
So because they hadn't filed their annual report to CDOT, they were withholding the HU2F funds.
Okay.
So I think they filed, I thought she said 2023, maybe 2022. So that's why we can release these. Maybe it was 2023.
Okay.
They filed that report finally. So that's where the lady from HTF emailed us and said that we can release.
They have received the report, and then when they do the subsequent filing, okay.
There's a little, I think there might be a couple, like I said, some additional funds that hadn't come through yet by the time I paid this. Then we'll release it again, the balance.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Commissioners, any other questions for Finance Director Coverley? Hearing that, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve payroll and bills for the second half of December 2024.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. This has to be one of the record times for this group of county commissioners. We don't have an executive session. I want to say upon closing on this January 7, 2025, there's snow going on out there, but once again, reiterating our sincere appreciation to outgoing Commissioner Luis Lopez. So thank you, sir. And having no other items on this agenda, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second in motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you all. Stay warm and be safe out there.